Delia Malone. I live in Redstone, Colorado, and I am an ecologist.
What is your political party affiliation?
Democratic.
And did you vote for Jared Polis in the last election?
I did.
If you could ask Governor-elect Polis for one thing that would benefit you or the part of the state you live in, what would it be?
I would ask Governor Polis to restore wolves to Colorado. I would ask Governor Polis to ensure that wolves and other large carnivores are protected from hunting and from trapping so that they can become an integral part again of our Colorado wildlands. Wild lands without their component carnivores, wildlife, are merely scenery. Wildlands must have wildlife to be truly wild, and we don't have that right now.
My name is Bob Arrington, and I live in Battlement Mesa, and I am a registered professional engineer in the state of Colorado. I am a Democrat, and I campaigned for our new governor-elect.
If you could ask Jared Polis for one thing that would benefit you or the part of the state that you live in, what would that be?
Well, I would like to participate on his committee for the natural resources and for the conversion to an all-electric society and dealing with climate change. If it were possible to be appointed to the COGCC, taking the place of somebody like Kent Jolly out of this area. Kent Jolly, I think, represents mineral owners. I, too, am a mineral owner, so I qualify on that. I also am an engineer. I understand the technical aspects of what they're doing. So I think it would be a perfect fit if I could make that point.
My name is Joanne Rock. I live in the town of Eagle in the county of Eagle. I have labeled myself as a citizen analyst. I have a business background. I've also had some health issues, so I've experienced some homelessness. I'm unaffiliated. I consider myself an independent.
Did you vote for Jared Polis in the last election?
I did. I've been fortunate in that currently I have Medicaid, and it's been a lifesaver. But I also live in Eagle County, Colorado, which is one of the three counties with some of the highest cost of health care, both in terms of premium and any kind of out-of-pocket costs for services that people that don't have insurance would have. So I would say my problem or my concern is specific to Eagle County, but also applicable to a lot of people in the state.
My name is Michael Tucker. I'm a Rifle, Colorado resident. I'm registered Democrat.
Did you vote for Jared Polis in the last election?
Yes, I did. So this western slope is a rural area, and because of my impairment I mentioned earlier, I'm no longer able to drive a vehicle. And so I have to rely on public transit. And I did qualify for a local paratransit called Traveler, but it is limited, especially in getting to our only regional large town or small city, Grand Junction, to travel one day a month. And with a mid-morning departure from Garfield and then an early return departure from Mesa, I would really appreciate, I know many others as well, would appreciate an ongoing expansion of Bustang. The way Bustang is presently oriented, and please tell politicians we really appreciate the expansion, we're unable to board the Bustang westbound to arrive in Grand Junction at a reasonable time of day to see about appointments or business or whatever, and then board a return Bustang back up here. So if I were to take it to do even my medical appointments at the regional medical center, I would have a minimum of one night's lodging. It's expensive. It doesn't really serve the kind of need I'm discussing.